Now, Congressman French Hill from House Financial Services, and we welcome to the show former investment banker Carol Roth, and author too. Hey, it's great that you joined us both on this Friday night. Thank you so much for joining us. It's good to see you.
You as well,
good
Liz.
To see
Happy
you,
Friday.
Liz. And I just can't believe I'm ending my week with more craziness from Joe Biden that he's cutting the deficit.
I know. It's more, you know, it's more Rooster taking credit for the sun coming up. I mean, the pandemic spending went away, and then the deficit, the deficit went down. Ooh, shocker. So, you know, Congressman, we've got Democrat governor races in Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, now in toss-up. GOP candidates are coming on strong, but Nancy Pelosi's new midterm message to voters, the economy is in great shape when it's in recession, inflation not as bad in the U.S., that's her messaging?
Look, it's nuts. Our families here in Arkansas are paying literally $7,000 more this year for the same goods they bought last year at the grocery store, at back-to-school clothing, and gasoline. Inflation is the number one issue. All these other issues that the president keeps throwing up on the board are not sticking because our families are suffering from high prices and mismanagement of the economy by President Biden.
So what the congressman said, the U.S. inflation rate, Carol, is worse than 13 of the G20 nations.
Yeah, you know, I hate that they're trying to sort of portray this as the U.S. isn't doing bad. This is a worldwide problem. I think this is going all over Twitter. First, the U.S., you know, if you looked at the same numbers and the way that they were measured in the 1980s, the inflation rate would be double of what they are today. So it's not really a fair comparison. We may be comparing apples and oranges.
Got it.
Second, money printing has been a global phenomenon. Europe has made the same stupid energy decisions as we have. We just have a little bit more. And then also the strength of the U.S. dollar is pulling up inflation in all of these countries that are buying oil and food in dollars. So our inflation is actually infecting the rest of the world.
Interesting. You know, let's watch the media and Nancy Pelosi dismiss what voters are telling the pollsters. You're going to see again top Democrat James Clyburn here and also the president. Watch this.
I do feel gaslit at this point that you've got a media narrative that says that women don't really care about abortion, that women don't really mind if the states control their bodies. They don't care about that. They just care about the price of milk.
Much of what you've said, I don't agree with. That is to say, the New York Times poll, I think, is an outlier poll. You cite one poll, but all the others.
It's also the Real Clear Politics average is showing similar issues.
No, but that was one that brought down the average, and it was an outlier. It wasn't even that big a sample. So I dismiss that.
Well, let me make it very clear. All of us are concerned about these rising costs, and all of us knew this would be the case when we put in place this recovery program. Anytime you put more money into the economy, prices tend to rise.
You publicly criticize my economic record, but look at what I've inherited and what I've done.
Okay, what he's done is he inherited a V-shaped recovery. It's now in recession after $5 trillion in spending under him. By the way, with Pelosi, I mean, there's numerous polls showing it's inflation in the economy. Gallup, New York Times. You know, we've got a bunch of polls, Politico, coming in. What do you say, Congressman?
Hey, what President Biden inherited was the lowest unemployment in 50 years since the Nixon administration for African Americans, women, the best startup business record, zero inflation, and a V-shaped recovery. What was the mistake was made, and he was warned by Democrat economists like Larry Summers, don't keep spending this money, and the Fed should ease up on the stimulus. Neither one of those things happened, and we have 40-year highs in inflation, punishing our seniors and punishing our hardworking families.
Yeah, to what the congressman said, what do you say, Carol? Because Democrats and I are alarmed that high gas prices are hitting the swing state vote. What do you think?
So that's what I was going to add on. So the congressman is spot on, and then just add on to that, also making the decision to kill our energy independence and cancel oil and gas leases and have a war on fossil fuels. You know, all of these things are creating this issue of economic and national security. And at the end of the day, you know, it is the economy stupid. That is what voters care about. A lot of these social things can be legislated and re-legislated over and over again. But when you lose your economic foundation, That is a permanent cost to the American people.
So let's listen to this. By the way, there's reports that Saudi Arabia actually pushed to cut oil production twice as much as Russian President Putin had asked for. Russia was looking for a 1 million barrel a day cut. They went to 2 million barrels a day. And also that the cuts were targeted at the entire Democrat Party. But you're going to watch the White House complain that they're draining the U.S. safety net, the U.S. oil reserves, and that nobody should criticize them over that. You're going to watch that. And Obama official and top Clinton official Larry Summers. Watch this.
Well, I say, first of all, we had Republicans saying, hey, he needs to do something about gas prices. And then we did something about gas prices. And they're like, well, don't do that.
I think the Biden administration could think about a range of measures to reduce costs, making it easier for business, for energy companies to start drilling or fracking for oil and natural gas, reducing tariffs where that would mean lower prices and less inflationary pressure, doing away with regulations.
Congressman, is draining the U.S. oil safety net an energy policy?
It's absolutely the wrong policy. You know, we're at the levels in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve of 1984. And Democrats have gotten this wrong every chance they've had. Back during the Trump administration, when oil was low, the Trump administration proposing adding barrels to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and Democrats opposed that. Okay. Today, Joe Biden is draining it, and it's here for emergencies such as a major hurricane in the Gulf or something that really hurts domestic production. We don't have that in this instance, and it's a mistake. Dr. Summers has it right, which is let's free up the supply side on production and get back to our pre-pandemic performance in the U.S. on oil and gas, and let's not have a war on energy as initiated by the president.
Final word, Carol, you got 10 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, this would solve everything. It's a supply side issue. I agree with the congressman. Get us back to producing more traditional energy.
You did it in 10. Carol Roth, you're a genius. So is Congressman Hill. Thank you both for joining us. Have a good weekend.